This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. You guys typically don't hear from me on this day. Our episodes usually drop on Mondays and a Q&A episode on Saturdays. But I just had to get a mini-sode out there because this was on my mind, and I hope that it really speaks to you. Kind of on an unrelated note, though, I wanted to encourage you to not wait until January to start taking care of yourself. I know at this time of year, it can be really easy to be like, oh, screw it. There's too much going on. Yes to this, yes to this, whether it's spending or it's food or it's skipping workouts or it's a combination of all of that, not taking care of your house, any number of different things. Every single choice that you make is a chance to create an improvement. You know, I'm probably not alone in that I absolutely indulged on Thanksgiving without any guilt, any drama, any anything. And after the day is over, of course, our house is full of leftovers. We had a small group and we had way more food than we had people to eat it. And so every day there is that thought of like, oh, my mom brought by cookies, or we still have, gosh, we have cookies, we have cupcakes. Then somebody mailed cookies to me. Plus we've got the mashed potatoes and the stuffing and then this and then that. And the truth is, there's nothing wrong with any of those things. Just like there's nothing wrong with Black Friday shopping. But just keep in mind that every single choice you make is a chance to make yourself proud, right? So whether that is having a breakfast that's super nutrient dense and high in protein and high in good fats, or it's a decision to not open the Black Friday emails. Don't even open them. Every single choice you make is a chance to advance towards your goals. It's never been, and it never will be, an all or nothing proposition. And I'm sure you've had many years before where you've waited until January 1st, but January 1st brings the same exact excuses and exceptions and doubts and, oh, just this one thing and this won't hurt and that sort of stuff. So let's just look at every single day as a chance to do any number of things right, whether that's getting out and going for a walk, whether it's not spending the day watching Netflix or Lifetime movies or any number of other things. Let's just seize the opportunity to create small wins. Small wins, that's it. No day is going to be perfect. I can't even stand when people lead a sentence with like, well, it wasn't perfect, but, as though perfect is the target. I don't even believe perfect exists, but let's just seize the opportunity to create small wins. Drink some more water today. Get out and go for a walk. Put your credit card away and decide you're not going to use it today. But that's just what was on my mind this morning, but that's not what this mini-sode is all about. What this mini-sode is all about is when knowledge blocks wisdom. When knowledge blocks wisdom. When everything that you've learned blocks your gut, your intuition, what you know. And oftentimes wisdom is so simple. Knowledge is often complex. Wisdom is simple. For example, I studied nutrition in school and I could geek out on any number of facets of metabolism or details about the difference between different types of fats. That's knowledge. Knowledge is complex, but wisdom is don't eat more food than your body needs, right? Don't overfuel your body. Eat real food. Don't eat processed foods. Minimize processed foods. That's wisdom. It's simple, right? Knowledge is often complex, and it is blocking the simple wisdom that so many of us have. And I'll tell you where this came from. In the last couple days, I have received messages from a number of people, and I understand where they're coming from because I have been there too many times to count, but these people are freaking out and essentially backing out because they don't know what's what when it comes to carb timing or fasting. Should I be fasting? Should I not be fasting? Okay, I want to lift weights, but like what kind of cardio should I be doing to warm up and for how long? No. There is a simple wisdom that we all have, and all of your knowledge is blocking it. These people were basically saying, like, I'm just throwing my hands up in frustration because there's so much confusing information out there and so many mixed messages that I don't know what to do, so I'm just not going to do anything at all. That's what it looks like when knowledge blocks wisdom. And this is not just about food. I see this when people reach out because they want to start a business, or they want to grow their business, or they want to get out of debt. Don't let knowledge block wisdom. When it comes to food, like I said a couple minutes ago, eat real food. Don't eat too much of it. Minimize processed foods, right? Don't fuel your body when your body doesn't need fuel. Get plenty of sleep. Minimize stress. All of the other stuff, should I be fasting? For how long? What breaks a fast and what doesn't? I get these questions every single day. Honestly, it doesn't really matter. Those things are semantics. Those are not the things that are either going to make you healthy or keep you from getting healthy. Those are not the things that are going to make you lose weight or keep you from losing weight. That is what it looks like when knowledge blocks wisdom. You have the simple wisdom to not go into the pantry at 9 o'clock at night because you're bored and you have a craving, right? We don't need to get hung up on all of the semantics and the nuances of wisdom. I am a lifelong learner, and I love learning new things. I love reading and researching. I love listening to new information. I really, really do. And you can do all of those things, but don't let knowledge block wisdom. You don't ever get stuck because you're not sure which piece of information is right and which piece of information is wrong. There is a simplicity to everything, from improving your relationship to improving your physical body to improving your finances, improving your business, right? Keep it simple. Don't let knowledge continue to block wisdom. I have the same conversations with people about money. Hey, Elizabeth, I know you got a debt following Dave Ramsey's system, and he says start with the smallest debt, but that doesn't really make sense to me because I feel like I should start with the highest interest debt. Look, just start. I mean, we get lost in the nuance, in the semantics of should it be this way or should it be that way. Honest to God, it really doesn't matter. You and I could both get out of debt with different approaches. You and I could both lose weight with different approaches. You and I could both improve our relationships or improve our fitness or improve our business with different approaches. I see this constantly when it comes to business. Somebody says, to grow your business, you've got to be doing Instagram reels and you've got to be on TikTok doing videos. And it's like, will that work? Sure. But am I going to get hung up on it? No, because the fact is I've grown my business without any of those things, as have hundreds of thousands of other businesses, if not millions of other businesses. There is no one way. Don't let knowledge block wisdom. I talk to so many business owners who are like, well, this new thing came out and this new thing came out and I'm so overwhelmed by all of these different tools and all of these different things that I've got to learn. No, you don't. To grow your business, know who you're serving, serve them well, and it really doesn't freaking matter if you're serving them on a YouTube video, on a podcast, on an email list, on a blog, in a physical office. It doesn't matter. Don't let knowledge block wisdom. The other day, I was on a coaching call with, I think it was inside the 12 Weeks to Transformation, and one of the questions somebody asked, people ask everything. People ask questions about food, about metabolism, about hormones, about relationships, about business, about money, you name it. And this particular question was about business. And they said, what are the three business tools, programs or softwares that like you couldn't live without? She said, basically, like knowing what you know, what are the tools that you wouldn't be able to operate without? And I was like, there are none. There are none. If you took away my podcast, I'd do something else. I'd get on YouTube. If there was no YouTube and there was no podcast, I might go back to writing a blog, or I might be all over Facebook, right? If you took away my email list, I'd start text messaging more. If you took away my text messages, it's not about all the bells and whistles, whether we're talking about food and weight loss or we're talking about fitness and the different types. There is a simplicity to all of these things. And I don't want anybody to continue to let knowledge block wisdom. People email me, should I be podcasting or should I be on YouTube? I feel like I should be doing both, but I don't have time. I mean, you don't really have to do either if you don't want to. There is a simplicity. Don't let the wisdom of serving your clients and what that looks like block the knowledge of 75 million different tools. No matter what your goal is, no matter what big thing you're working on in your life, don't let knowledge block wisdom. I was talking to one of my girlfriends who's writing a book right now, and you guys know I'm working on my second book right now. And she was asking if I had ever used this writing software, and I said no. And then I told her that I use a writing, it's not even a writing software, it's just software called Flow State. And I was explaining the way that Flow State works. I really don't recommend it to most people because it's a mean, mean software. I'll tell you exactly what I mean when I say that. In Flow State, you set a timer, say like, I'm going to write for 20 minutes. If at any point you stop typing for more than 10 seconds, it deletes everything that you wrote in that session. And you can't inside that, you can't copy paste or do screenshots or any of that kind of stuff to like cheat. At least you can set it up to be that way. And she was like, oh, that sounds terrible. My stuff would get deleted all the time. I'm like, that's the thing. No, it wouldn't. You know, you would have it be deleted one time and you'd never make that mistake again. And what I typically do is I set smaller time intervals. Like, so maybe I'll set my timer for 10 minutes. Doesn't mean I'm only going to write for 10 minutes, but I'll write for 10 minutes knowing I can't stop. And then maybe I'll take a 5 or 10 minute break to think through some ideas or to go back to something that I'm stuck on. And then when I get past that, I'll set the timer for another 5 or another 10 minutes. And I know that I can't stop typing for more than 10 seconds in that time. But anyway, my point is, if you talk to 100 writers, they're going to tell you 100 different ways that they did it. If you talk to 100 people who've lost more than 50 pounds, they're going to tell you 100 different ways that they did it. If you talk to 100 people who have built a business in the last 5 years, they're going to tell you 100 different ways that they did it. And all of them are right. Don't let knowledge block wisdom. No matter what it is that you are trying to achieve, there is a simplicity. There is a simplicity and a wisdom to business, to eating food, to getting out of debt. And we just overcomplicate it. And I honestly think for most of us, it's a cop-out, the leaning on knowledge and letting that trip us up. It's a cop-out because it lets us off the hook. You know, well, I'm not sure if it should be this or it should be this. So like, why do I even bother? This is so confusing. I can't even. It's really not confusing. You are just focusing on the wrong thing. I've said this before, but there are 1,000 ways, if not more, to lose weight. There are 1,000 ways to get more fit. There are 1,000 ways to do anything, but all of them will boil down to something very, very simple. And we all know what that thing is. Right? Watching quality and quantity when it comes to food. Serving your customers well, no matter where you serve them or how you serve them. Being genuine, being consistent when it comes to business. When it comes to getting out of debt, find ways to make more, find ways to spend less. Keep yourself accountable. Don't let knowledge continue to block wisdom. And if you're listening to a podcast or you're reading a book and you're like, oh my gosh, this just introduced a new idea and it conflicts with the last idea that I had, catch yourself in that moment and say, look, they're probably both right to some degree. And especially like you might read something that says carbs are bad and you should avoid them. And you might read something that says carbs are essential and you shouldn't avoid them. Your body is going to give you the answer. The truth is, there's going to be more than one variation of the truth. There's going to be different truths for different people. But what I always tell myself is, I don't have to get hung up on this because in using the carb example, try both, each for a couple weeks. See how you feel better. Now, obviously, you need to be consistent. And that's the issue for a lot of people, especially when it comes to food. It's not that they don't know what to do. It's that they're not consistent with any of those strategies. So if consistency is your issue, focus on that. But same thing with business. If somebody says, this is a big one lately, you shouldn't post to your feed every single day on Instagram, but you should post to your stories. But then other people say, oh, no, 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 you need to be posting multiple days to your feed. Try both. See what works better. And the fact is, it probably is going to be a toss-up depending on the quality of your content. You're going to be able to find somebody that has meh content And so when they post less frequently, they get less engagement. And when they post more frequently, they might get slightly more. But then you find somebody who's got amazing content and they're going to see great results, whether they're posting twice a week or they're posting twice a day. It goes back to the simplicity in the wisdom that is available in everything. Quality matters. Good stuff is gonna show up regardless of the time of day, regardless of the frequency that you post. If you're eating really high quality food and you're not giving your body fuel when it doesn't need it, you're gonna experience positive results. And people say, well, I mean, that sounds really simple, but like, how do I know when my body needs fuel? Well, you're gonna know very, very simply. If you're giving your body more fuel than it needs, when you're really focused on quality and you're getting enough rest and your stress levels are low enough, well, if you're giving yourself all of those good things and you're not seeing results, then dial back on the quantity. Maybe I was overfueling myself. Dial it back a little bit and see what happens. Sometimes we just stop ourselves in the theory. Well, it's impossible for me to know because I feel hungry all the time, or it's impossible for me to know because I never feel hungry. It's not impossible for you to know because your body will give you those results. Your budget, your finances, your bank account, your business, your relationship will give you the answer. When knowledge blocks wisdom, it's because of what is happening in our heads. It's because of the way we're thinking about things, not because of the way things really are, not because results or answers are impossible to come by. No, they're not. No, they're not impossible to come by. You just have to get back to simplicity, get back to the wisdom that you inherently have, be consistent, and your body, your fitness, your finances, your life, your relationship, your business will let you know what works for you. And then when it stops working, you shift. But let's all really work on not letting knowledge block wisdom. I'll chat with you guys soon. Take care. Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential Podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.